Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Library and I work in the Local Studies Department. We are going to look at the Kilkenny family, the Coughs of the Desert. I've selected the Coughs for two reasons. Firstly, their life story reflects the story of many ascendancy families in Ireland with their strange mix of ascendancy politics and nationalist politics. And secondly, the Coughs has a direct connection with the Kilkenny Library Service through the granting of the land for the Carnegie Library on John's Quay, and one of the Coughs laid the foundation stone of the same library. But more of that later. The Coughs family's first association with Ireland dates from Elizabethan times, when Captain John Cough was killed in Ireland fighting for the Queen. His nephew Hugh received a grant of lands in Cork and Clare as a result. It is from his brother Philip that the Coughs of the Desert are descended. His grandson, Joseph Cough, was a Cromwellian and received a grant of 5,000 acres in the barony of Shillelagh in Kilkenny. The grant formed the estate of Desert. His son, Admonition Cough, was the supporter of William of Orange. These astute political allegiances meant that his son, John Cough, first Lord of Desert, had the resources and security to commission the building of the large house that would become the family seat, Desert Court, in 1733. His grandson, Otway Cough, was created Viscount Desert in 1781 and advanced to the Irish peerage as the first Earl of Desert in 1793. The Earl was succeeded by his only son, also Otway, in 1804. He married Catherine O'Connor, a member of an old Irish family in Offaly that had conformed to the established church in the wake of the Cromwellian invasion. In 1818, she bore him a son, John Otway O'Connor Cough. However, the second Earl died in 1820, leaving his two-year-old son as his heir. The Dowager Countess remarried in 1826, but her second husband, Ross Lambert Price, was to die within 2 years of the marriage. The third Earl, John, was educated at Eton and Oxford. He married Lady Elizabeth Campbell and spent most of his time in England. His mother, the Dowager Countess, continued to live in Desert Court. This pattern was repeated in the family later. He had four children. Firstly, William Ulick O'Connor Cough, who was to become the fourth Earl, Hamilton Cough, who was to become the fifth Earl, Otway Cough, along with a daughter Alice. She died after a riding accident in 1865. The fourth Earl, William, after an early military career, married Maria Emma Preston. The marriage was not a happy one and ended in divorce and scandal in 1878. They had one daughter, Lady Kathleen Cough. During this period, the Desert spent most of their time in England. Desert Court was mainly used for recreation, during this period the usual hunting and shooting. His second marriage, Ellen Bischoffensheim, the Jewish heiress rumoured to have a dowry of £150,000, was a happier one. Large crowds turned down Kilkenny to greet the Earl and his new bride in 1881. The Earl spent most of his time hunting and shooting. The outbreak of a grain unrest in Ireland in 1884 led to the Earl closing up Desert Court and relocated to England until his death in 1898. He was succeeded by his brother, Hamilton John Admonition Cough, as the fifth Earl. He married Lady Margaret Lascelles and had two daughters. One, Lady Sybil Lubbock, recalled his life in her memoirs, A Page from the Past, published in 1940. Kilkenny County Library actually has a copy of this book in our Local Studies Department, which the public can consult. Initially, Ellen, the previous Countess of Desert, refused to leave Desert Court. Eventually she did, and the fifth Earl and his family took up residence in 1899. He spent the next 20 years restoring the neglected house and grounds. After 1903, he sold most of the lands around Desert to his tenants, retaining just the house and gardens. His brother, Otway Cough, also returned to Kilkenny in 1898. As his brother had no son, he was now the heir to the earldom. He took up residence in the Sheestown House just outside Kilkenny City. Unlike his brothers, Otway was an enthusiastic embracer of all things Irish. He became president of the Gaelic League in 1904. He was also president of the Kilkenny Drama Club and was an actor himself. He also encouraged the revival of traditional crafts like woodworking and bookbinding and was very influenced by the arts and crafts movement. In his many endeavours, he was aided by his sister-in-law Ellen, the Dowager Countess of Desert. Otway was held in high esteem by the people of Kilkenny and was elected mayor twice in 1907 and 1908. It was thus fitting that he was asked to lay the foundation stone of the Carnegie Library on John's Quay in 1908. However, he never succeeded to the earldom as he died in 1912. Ellen, the Countess of Desert, meanwhile had returned to Kilkenny at odd even and continued to support many of Otway's projects. By 1922, Ireland was in the grip of the Civil War. When the 5th Earl was in London, Republican forces burnt Desert Court. The 5th Earl relocated to Hawkhurst in Sussex and died in 1934. Prior to this, he had handed over the Desert estate to his niece, Lady Kathleen Coveney Pilkington, the daughter of the 4th Earl. Aided by compensation from the Free State government, she restored and reopened the house in 1926. However, by the 1930s, the change in political climate forced her to abandon the house. The house was put up for sale in 1934. It was used to build its soldiers during the Second World War. In 1957, it was totally demolished. Unfortunately, no trace of it now remains. Ellen Odette Bischoffenstein, the Countess of Desert, from 1857 to 1933, was highly regarded by the people of Kilkenny City. She was widely known as the Jewish Lady. She was the benefactress of the Carnegie Library on John Key, having provided the site. She was also instrumental in the development of the model housing area of Talbot Sinch, which is still in use to this day. When in 1910 the freeing of the city of Kilkenny was conferred on her, she claimed to be the only woman in Ireland thus honoured and the only Jewess in the world, till then to be made an honorary citizen. For her services to the culture and economic welfare of Ireland, she was on the nomination of President Cosgrave, made a Senator of the Irish Free State in December 1922. When she died in 1933, she was buried beside her husband in Falmouth Cemetery, Carmel, but the funeral service was at her request conducted to Jewish rites. The second aside as regards the cost is on the name Atmansham, which by any accounts is a highly unusual name. The origin of this name is in the area of Amersham in the south of England, which in medieval times was pronounced Atmansham.